弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
要跟我们在座的母亲们说一声母亲节快乐。
I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
今天谁在家里面叫自己的妈妈叫母亲啊？
Today, who would call their mother mother at home?
你们谁在家里看到妈妈的时候叫母亲的？
母亲 in Chinese?
Yeah, who at home calls your mother mother? Who still calls your mother mother? 没有啊，没有人啊。谁在家里面叫你的妈妈妈妈？
So who would call your mother mom?
Who calls your mom mom? Your mother mom. Oh, almost everybody.
Almost.
Yeah. So maybe they should just call it Mom's Day. 我们就叫妈妈节好了，妈妈节快乐。
So happy Mama's Day.
这个母亲啊，在每一个人的生命当中，都是一位独一无二、绝无仅有的一个人啊。
So a mother in everyone's life may be considered a very unique person.
人的生命是神创造的。
Our life was created by God.
可是你知道，在所有的人类历史当中
，But do you know that throughout all human history,
只有两个人不是妈妈生的。
There were only two persons who were not born by a mother.
亚当和夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
从亚当跟夏娃之后，人类历史当中世界上面所有的一切的人
，Since Adam and Eve, every person in human history,
神所赐的生命都是经过妈妈而来的。
The life that was given by God, is given through mother.
这个妈妈站的地位啊，是无人能比的。
So a mother's position in a person's life is beyond compare.
没有错。
It is true.
爸爸也要贡献一点。
Of course, a father also makes contributions.
因为有一个爸爸，有一个妈妈才能够生一个孩子啊。
Because a person is formed by.A man and a woman, a father and a mother.
这一个男人一个女人相爱以后结了婚。
So a man and a woman fell in love and then they got married.
我们说这个孩子叫做爱的结晶。
So we would say a child is the result or the outcome of love.
可是这个孩子的生命当神将这个生命开始塑造的时候
，However, with regard to this child's life, when God began to create this life,
这个生命就是在妈妈的肚子里。
This life is formed in the mother's womb.
甚至在诗篇139篇里面，诗人都说：“我还在母腹之中的时候，你就眷顾了我。”
So in Psalm chapter 139. It said that when I am still in my mother's womb, you already created me.
这个幼小的生命在妈妈的肚子里面。
So this young life was first in his mother's womb.
在全世界里面最安全、最受到保护的环境之下开始成长。
So this life began to grow in.A most protected, safest environment.
当神让这个生命成长的时候，是经由妈妈的供应。
When God allows this life to grow, it is through the provision of a mother.
孩子的成长在妈妈的肚子里，然后妈妈的肚子越来越大。
So a child's life started to grow in mother's womb, and then the mother's It's getting
her tummy gets bigger and bigger.
Gets bigger and bigger.
所有孩子吸收到的养分都是从妈妈来的供应。
All the nutrition that this child receives is through his or her mother.
孩子从小就从妈妈得到好处。
So since he was still in his mother's womb, he has already gained all the benefits from his mother or her mother.
他妈妈的声音。
He or she can recognize the mother's voice.
可能不是说话的声音，是肚子的声音。
Maybe it's not speaking voice through speaking, but it's in her mother's body.
可是他熟悉这位爱护他、保护他、养育他的这位母亲。
And since he or she is in his or her mother's womb, she has become familiar with this voice that protects him.
因为母亲在孩子还没有出生的那十个月当中就已经开始在照顾、爱护和为这个孩子牺牲了。
So before the child is born, for about 10 months, the mother has already started to protect and to nurture her child.
而这个母亲就开始去爱她肚子里面她所带的这个婴孩了。
At the same time, this mother begins to love the child that she's now carrying.
吃东西也吃不出味道来。
So she cannot feel the taste of food.
腰痛、背痛。
Because she's aching everywhere.
身材变了一个样子。
And her figure changes.
可是为了孩子，她一切都愿意。
But for the sake of her child, she is willing to make any kind of sacrifice.
这个孩子出生之后
，After this child is born,
妈妈要喂他
，And this mother has to feed him.
要养他
，Has to nurture him.
这是神的供应
，And this is the provision from God.
几十年前呢，奶粉刚出现的时候，大家都说奶粉是最好的，用奶粉养小孩。
Seven decades ago, when milk powder was first created, people said that it's the most nutritious food.
所以呢，喂母乳是太古老、太旧式了，我们要喂奶粉。
And at that time, people thought that breastfeeding.Was just old-fashioned and outdated.
结果现在医生跟专家说，母乳是全世界养分最好的。
But today, experts tell us that breastfeeding is can bring the child best benefits.
你要孩子长得健康。
If you want your child to grow healthy,
你要让他的脑子发展的这个丰富。
If you want to have your child child's brain developed fully.
你要他的免疫力强。
If you want to increase his immune system.
这全世界里面没有比母乳的成分更好的。
So in the whole world, there was nothing that can be compared with mother's
milk. Yeah, breast milk. 所以你能够喂母乳喂得越久越对你孩子好。
So the longer you breastfeed your child, the better is for your child.
我个人没有这个经验。
I don't have this kind of experience personally.
喂不出来。And, I don't have milk.
I don't have it.
可是呢，我听我太太讲，我听姊妹们讲。
But I have heard it from my wife.Have heard it from sisters.
我现在跟你们做孩子的讲。
So now I'm telling you, children.
喂母乳很辛苦。
It's very hard, for the mother, to breast, feed.
很不舒服。
The child is very uncomfortable.
可是母亲就要喂。
But a mother still insists to breast feed her child.
半夜起来不睡觉要喂。
Even that means that she has to get up in midnight.
如果需要上班工作，还要在那边先把母乳这个打出来。
If she works, then before she go to work, she has to pump out.
这一切都是牺牲的爱的一种表现。
All of this is a manifestation of sacrificial love.
没有人需要告诉他们，他们做妈妈的就要把他最好的给孩子。
Nobody needs to tell her. The mother would naturally, automatically give her child the best.
而神把一切可以供应给孩子最好的，都从妈妈的身上面已经预备好了。
And God gives all that He, the best that He can give a child. God gives it through the mother.
妈妈不但喂孩子，养孩子。
So a mother has to feed her child, has to raise her child.
妈妈教孩子。
And she also has to teach her child.
几乎所有的孩子，他们在人生当中第一个老师就是妈妈。
Nearly all the children in the world, the first teacher in their lives is their mother.
我在教会里面认识一个小男孩。
I know a boy, a young boy in church.
大概两岁左右。
He's about 2 years old.
他名字叫 Jackson.
His name is Jackson.
Yeah. 我去跟他打招呼。
So I said hello to him.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, 你好 Jackson, 你好。
他就瞪着我看。
And he stared at me.
然后他就说。
And then he said,
妈妈。
妈妈。
他不是在叫我妈妈。
Of course, he was not calling me mother.
因为我完全明白他的意思。
But I totally understood what he meant.
他很骄傲。
He's very proud.
他很自豪。
He's very proud of
他要告诉我两件事。
He wanted to tell me two things.
他说我会讲话了。
First of all, I can speak.
然后我讲最清楚的就是妈妈。
And I can be most articulate when I call 妈妈。
然后第二件事情呢？
The second thing he wanted to tell me is, he told me,
在我旁边的这个女人就是我妈妈。
The one next to me is my mother.
因为妈妈是他的老师啊。
Because his mother is his teacher.
跟他关系最亲切、最亲密的就是这位妈妈。
Is the one in the whole world who's most closely related to him.
我们家三个孩子现在去学校上学。
In my family, I have 3 children going to school.
家里面两个小的还在家里。
The youngest, the 2 youngest ones.Are still at home.
可是他们早上起来，哥哥姐姐去上学了以后，他们吃完饭，心里面最兴奋等待的一件事情是什么？
But every morning, after their older brothers and sisters have gone to school, after breakfast, the most excited thing for them.
哥哥姐姐去学校。
Brothers and sisters, they have gone to school.
可是我们要去妈妈学校。
But we are going to mother's school.
妈妈教他们数字。
Our mother teaches us numbers.
妈妈教我们写字母。
She teaches us letters, English letters.
妈妈教我们读书，读故事书。
He teaches us to read stories.
妈妈教我们画画。
She teaches us to paint.
还要有颜色，上色。
And also, she teaches how to color those paintings.
非常的兴奋。
And they are very excited.
那当然很多，特别是我们做基督徒的妈妈，我们在孩子小的时候，我们也跟他们讲圣经故事。
Of course, needless to say, those of us who are Christian mothers, we also teach our children about Christian stories.
我们教他们祷告。
We teach them how to pray.
我们希望他们能够认识这位爱我们的神。
We hope that they will one day know our God.
你知道有些时候啊，当孩子渐渐成长了以后
，Sometimes when a child is growing up,
我觉得有时候我们做妈妈的，有时候会有这样的一个心情。
It seems to me that a mother may have this kind of feeling.
孩子当然永远是我这个生活世界的一个重心。
Of course, my child is the center of my life, my world.
在孩子还小的时候，我好像是他们生活世界的一个中心。
When they are still young, it seems that I am the center of their world.
什么都依靠我，什么都依赖我，什么都问我，什么都找我。
My child depended on me almost in everything, and they came to me whatever happened.
看到我的时候都很热情，整天不断的就是要跟着我。
And they really loved me, and they were very passionate for me, and they just wanted to follow me all the time.
可是孩子渐渐长大了。
But when they are in the process of growing up,
他们开始有自己的朋友。
They start to have their own friends.
开始有自己的思想。
They have their own thoughts.
我好像成为了他们一个最亲密的人。变成他们的一个佣人。
And at the same time, it seems that I am gradually becoming from a closest friend of theirs to a servant of theirs.
煮饭的是我啊。
Because it is I who cook for them.
洗衣服的是我。
It is I who do laundries for them.
清他们房间的是我。
It is I who clean their rooms.
甚至做功课的可能都是我。
Even that sometimes I have to do homework for them.
跟孩子讲话的时候，他们爱理不理。
When I talk to them, they seem to ignore me most of the time.
好像我这个做妈妈的价值到哪去了。
So, where is the value of me being a mother?
我想今天我们到神的话面前，我们真的要看神的心意。
So today we come before God and listen to what He has to say to us. We have to try to understand the heart of God.
神赐给做母亲的一个妈妈的心。
God gives a mother a heart of a mother.
在这个世界上面，最能够反映出那神无私的爱的，就是妈妈的爱。
In this world, only mother can reflect most fully the love of God for us.
那种无私的、无条件的爱。
That kind of selfless, that kind of sacrificial love.
那个孩子，我们还在我们肚子里面，或孩子刚出生的前那几年，我们对他们的那种，就是可以完全奉献、完全牺牲、完全呵护、关爱的那种爱。
When the child is still in our womb and after a few years after they were born, we almost dedicate all our life to them.
那种爱很多时候是自然反映出来的爱。
And that kind of love is a natural love.
可是我们要知道这种爱的自然是因为神是这样创造我们的。
But we must know that the source of this kind of naturally sacrificial love is from God.
而那种给予，那种爱是不断的要在孩子的生命当中我们要展现出来的。
And that kind of love, the constant giving, has to be shown continuously in a child's life.
我们不能只是最后只是为他们帮他们洗衣服帮他们清洁。
To clean the room for them, to do laundry for them, should not be the only things that we do for our children.
我们要继续不断地将神所赐给我们的爱我们要能够彰显在孩子的身上。
We have to constantly, incessantly manifest God's love in the child.
我们要继续不断地用那种爱，不是只是在他们的身体上面的需要供应给他们，我们要在他们的心灵上面，我们要在他们的生命上面的不断地去寻求神，然后不断地去带领他们。
we have to give our child the kind of love that we received from God, not only in a physical sense, but also spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
我们来看今天的经文。
Let's read today's key verses.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。
Second Timothy chapter.
第一章第五节。
Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
这是保罗对提摩太所写的。
This is a verse that Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗在这边说，我想到你心里无伪的信心，这个信心就是先在你的外祖母罗姨，还你母亲有尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, this is the NIV version. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
让我们一起到神的面前献上我们祷告。
Let's pray before God.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you are the God who loves us so much.
使生命上面一切的有意义、有价值的事，除你以外，再也没有别的了。
You are the most meaningful and important thing to us in our whole life.
主，在你爱人的创造当中
，In your creation of humankind through love，
你让我们看见一位母亲对孩子的爱。
You allow us to see a mother's love for her child。
你借着母亲的爱，在世人的面前，你要彰显你自己的爱。
By means of the love of a mother, show us your love for humankind.
今天我们属于你的人，呼求你名的人，在一起，在你的面前献上我们的敬拜。
Today, we who belong to you, who call on your name, we gather together before you to offer our worship.
求主你借着圣灵，借着你自己的话语来感动我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit.Move us.
让我们能够从你那边得到祝福。
So that we may receive blessings from you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
提摩太是一个非常非常特别的一个弟兄。
Timothy, maybe said, is a very special brother in Christ.
在使徒保罗的心目当中，提摩太是因为他非常的认同，非常的关爱的一位弟兄。
So in the mind of Apostle Paul, Timothy is the one he cared for very much, and he can identify with.
保罗是在新约圣经里面，我们知道是被神重用的一个仆人。
In the New Testament, we know that Paul is a very highly regarded chosen vessel of God.
他是一位完全对神忠心，而且是绝对的是去顺服主的引领，并且属灵上面是很有深度的一位长者。
He is fully faithful to the Lord. He always submitted to the leading of the Lord. And
he has a deep sense of spiritual matters. 同时我们也知道保罗是一个标准很高的人。
At the same time, we know Paul has a very high standard.
因为他自己是一个很认真的人。
Because he is a very diligent and dedicated a person.
他是一个做事非常负责的人。
So he is a very responsible person himself.
他也是一个很聪明的人。
He is also a very smart, intelligent person.
然后他又是一个很努力的人。
Also, he is very hard working.
所以当他在服侍神的时候，他做事情上面是态度是非常认真，而且是我就说标准是很高的一个人。
So, in his service, to the Lord, he's also very, faithful, and he has a very high standard for himself and maybe for others as well.
神是创造我们的神。
God, created us.
主耶稣基督是为我们受死的主。
Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
今天神所交托给我的这个福音是能够拯救人的灵魂的福音。
Today, the gospel that God has entrusted to me is the gospel that can save people.
所以保罗就说，我当然要很谨慎，很小心的，而且很卖力的把神给我的托付去做好。
So, Paul, thinks that, of course, we have to be, I have to very carefully, very faithfully, and, did everything that I can. Just to spread the gospel that God has entrusted to me.
而在保罗所选的最跟他亲密的同工当中，
and in the co-workers, among the co-workers that Paul chose,
and closest to him,
closest to him,
提摩太就是一位，
and Timothy, is one of them.
不但如此，提摩太事实上基本上就是接续保罗的这个 使命的一个继承人。
Not only so, we may also say that Timothy is the successor to Paul in his mission.
然后保罗爱提摩太就像爱他自己的儿子一样。
So Paul loved Timothy just like his own child.
提摩太自己本身也是一个很认真的人。
And Timothy himself is also a very hardworking, devoted, and conscientious person.
可是他又是一个不自傲的人。
Also, he never brag about himself.
他是一个谦卑好学的人。
He is a very humble person, and he is also very eager to pursue all the teachings.
他一定是一个很合群的人。
He is also, in a way, a very good team worker.
然后又是可以带领人的人。
He also has a strong leadership.
他在人的面前又是有一个很好的见证，有一个很好的口碑的人。
And he has given good testimonies before men and all people regards him highly.
我们看《使徒行传》第十六章。
So let's take a look at a passage in Acts chapter 16.
第一节和第二节。
第六章。
第十六章一到三节。
Chapter 16, verses
1 through 3.
保
罗来到特比，又到了路斯德，这是两个城市，在那里有一个门徒，名字叫做提摩太，是信主的犹太妇人的儿子，他的父亲是希腊人。路斯德和以哥念，就是两个城市，他们的弟兄都称赞提摩太，所以呢，保罗就要带他一同去。
He came to Derbe and then to
Lystra.
Where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and
Iconium
spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey.
Okay, that's it. 所以我们看见提摩太在被保罗看见的那时候，保罗就要用他了。
So here we can tell that at the first sight of Timothy, Paul decided to use him.
保罗是个年呃，提摩太是个年轻人。
Timothy was a young man then.
不是十几岁的年轻人。
Of course, he was not a teenager.
应该是差不多三十几岁的年轻人。
Maybe he's in his early 30s.
可是你看，他在众人的面前是受人称赞的一个人。
But we can we see that people spoke well of him.
这不只是讲到他的信心和他爱神的心。
This is not due to his faith in Christ and his love for people.
为什么像保罗这样一个认真，然后呢又认真服侍神，然后标准又高的人，一碰到这个年轻人，他就要带他一起去服侍呢？
So why is that Paul who was so faithful and so devoted to his work, when he saw Timothy at first sight, he decided, the instant he saw Timothy, he decided to use Timothy as a co-worker.
因为这个人，这个年轻人信仰的根基很好。
Because this young man has a very firm foundation of faith.
他的人格非常的健全。
His moral character is healthy.
为什么这个年轻人是如此？
Why is it this young man became what he was?
我们在提摩太后书，保罗就告诉我们了。
And we found and we can find answers in Second Timothy.
Yeah. 因为这个年轻人受到他母亲的影响。
That's because this young man was influenced by his mother.
保罗说，提摩太。你这个被将要被你这个会被神重用的人，你心里面有这个无为的信心。
Paul said that Timothy, you are the one who's going to be used by God. You have a sincere faith.
而这个信心，我知道是在你的母亲和你的外祖母的里面首先拥有的。
And this faith, I know, first lived in your grandmother and in your mother.
圣经虽然没有直接的讲这个提摩太的妈妈 有尼基的信心是如何，可是我们就从这两段经我们可以了解到他的信心是很实际很实在，而且是让人看得见的。
Although the Bible does not tell us in detail about his mother's faith. But from this passage, we know that her faith is manifested in her life and can be seen by people around.
他的妈妈从小就把这个孩子的信心和信仰的根基建立得稳固。
So Timothy's mother built Timothy's faith very firmly since he was very young.
我们在哪方面可以看到有尼基这个很特别诚实无伪的这个信心呢？
Where can we see the sincere faith manifested in the mother units?
有尼基本身是一个犹太人。
She is a Jewish woman.
可是她却嫁给了一个希腊人。
But she married to a Greek.
这个在一般的犹太人当中是不会出现的。
This is very rare among Jewish people.
可是这位犹太的妇人，因为她信了耶稣。
But this Jewish woman, because of her faith, belief in Jesus Christ.
她知道在她自己的种族文化之上。他是属于神的人。
She knows that above her ethnicity, she belongs to God.
所以她可以跟一个希腊人结婚。
So, she can transcend the ethnicity differences, and she marries a Greek.
虽然圣经没有明讲，但是我确信提摩太的爸爸这个希腊人同样是一个信徒。
Although the Bible does not tell us about the faith of his father, but I'm sure his father was also a Christian.
有尼基的信心是在对主耶稣基督的信心的这个引领之下，他知道只要是在主内的，我都可以跟他结合。
So, under the guidance and the leading of Jesus Christ, she knew that as long as she married a Christian, that would be fine, regardless of any other racial or differences.
值得一提的就是这个外祖母罗伊也是有同样的这种信心。
His Timothy's grandmother, Lois, had also such faith in Christ.
中国人老跟自己的儿女讲，你要嫁一个娶个中国人。
Chinese people would normally say to their children that you have to marry a Chinese.
我们做神的儿女，我们应该跟我们的孩子说，你要嫁一个娶一个基督徒。
As a child in Christ, we should tell our children that you have to marry a Christian.
这个外祖母罗伊可以让她的女儿去跟一个非犹太人结婚，只要她是在主内的，都可以接受。
The grandmother allowed her daughter Eunice to marry a non-Jew man.
我们可以看得出来，有尼基在提摩太的生命当中，不是只是在他的身体的供应上面，他花费心思。
We also can tell that in Timothy's life, Eunice does not only take care of his physical needs.
这个提摩太之所以在众人的面前可以得到人的称赞，他的人格是这么健全，做事的态度这么认真，又这么的负责，我们可以想象得到他的母亲在他的身上有投入很多的功夫。
Timothy was spoken well of by people around him. He was very dedicated to his work, and he's very faithful. And we can know this is all.Due to the work, the influence of his mother.
因为有尼基不但是让他身体上面得到供应，不但是让他在这个人格上面得到带领，他的妈妈在他的信仰上面是完全的投入的。
Eunice does not only provide it for Timothy physically, his physical needs. She did not only help build a strong moral character in her son, Timothy. She also built or lead her son to Jesus Christ and help him build a strong and sincere faith
in Christ. 这位妈妈，这位敬虔的妈妈。
As a mother, Eunice is a godly mother,
这位爱神的母亲
is a mother who loves God.
她的影响力永远是在她的儿子的身上。
So, she has been such a woman. She exerted a great influence upon her son.
而这个从这个孩子的身上，很明显的可以看见妈妈的信心在这个孩子的身上所起的作用。
And from Timothy, we can clearly see the profound influence of his mother on him spiritually.
我每次想到有尼基这个女人的时候，
when we think about Eunice, this woman,
她就让我想起旧约圣经里面的另外一个母亲，有很非常相似的性格。
I recall.Another woman in Old Testament who happens to have very similar to Eunice.
这位母亲的名字叫做哈拿，她是先知祭司撒母耳的妈妈。
And this mother in the Old Testament is Hannah, who is the mother of prophet Samuel.
如果你们有圣经的话，你们可以翻到撒母耳记上第一章第二章。
If you have a Bible with you, you may turn to 1 Samuel, chapter 1 and chapter 2.
做母亲的
As a mother,
你们这群属神的女人啊。
You who belong to God.
你们这群敬虔的妈妈。
You who are God-fearing and godly mothers.
我们来看圣经里面怎么样给我们描述一位爱神敬虔的母亲，她有什么样的特质。
So let us take a look at how the Bible paints a mother who's godly and who fears the Lord.
这一切的特质都是要回去到神所赐给你们那种对孩子的无止境的无私的这种爱。
All these characteristics that are specific to a mother who loves God, fears Lord, is manifested in her unselfish and sacrificial love for her children.
我今天就跟你们分享三点。
Today I will share with you three points.
第一
，First，
这位母亲是跟她的丈夫一同的爱神，一同的敬拜神，一同的服侍神。
This mother, this together with her husband, they worship God together, they love God together, and they serve God together.
我们看《撒母耳记上》第一章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 3。
这个人就讲到哈拿的先生，他每年都从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。
Year after year, this man, Hannah's husband, went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where. 继续啊。
这样就好呀。
嗯嗯。
当丈夫每年上到会幕所在之地在敬拜神的时候，
Every year, when the husband went up from his town to another place to worship and sacrifice to the Lord.
这位做妈妈这位妻子总是跟着她的丈夫一同去敬拜神。
This wife, his wife went along with him.
夫妻同心的在走这个爱神的道路。
So the husband and the wife are of one mind and one heart in serving the Lord.
丈夫在家中学习怎么样做一个属灵的领导和属灵的遮蔽。
At home, the husband learns how to be a spiritual leader and how to.His spiritual protector.
然后这位做妻子的呢，就跟着丈夫同心的去爱神，同心的去敬拜神，同心的去服侍神。
And his wife just followed her husband and served the Lord and worshiped the Lord.
如果我们要我们的家庭，要我们的孩子有一个反映出神的恩典的样式。
If we desire for our children to reflect the grace and glory of God,
我们一定要学习。
Then we must learn.
我知道有些姊妹家里面的先生还不信。
I know there are sisters whose spouses are unbelievers.
那在这方面当然就是很困难了。
Of course, this may pose difficulties in her life. You all understand the difficulties involved in this situation.
更不用讲，你想要去教导你的孩子，带领他们更认识神，走神的道路的时候，你所碰到的许多的阻拦。
That alone, the difficulties you encounter when you try to lead your children to knowGod.
但是我们祷告求神恩典，让你们家里面的男人，你们的丈夫，孩子的爸爸， 能够很快的能够认识耶稣。
So we will keep on praying for you so that one day, very soon, your husband will also know this God.
但是在我们当中，夫妻都已经是神儿女的。
But in the midst of us, there are also many couples who are both Christians, children of Christ.
我们做妻子的要学习跟着丈夫同心的去爱神，走神的道路。
Those who are wives should learn to follow their husband in walking the path of faith.
第二，一个敬虔的爱神的母亲，她要学习依靠神，她要学习去祷告神。
The second point I would like to share with you is that a God fearing and godly mother must learn to rely on God all the time.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Verse 10, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord.And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servants, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And no razor will ever be used on his head.
Hannah 在神的面前陈述她的苦情。
So Hannah tells before God all her misery.
她流泪，她痛哭。
She wept and she cried.
当时的祭司以利不知道她在干嘛。
At that time, the priest did not understand what she was doing.
所以以为她喝醉酒了。
So he mistakenly thought she was drunk.
可是第十五、十六节，哈拿回答他说：“不是这样的，我是心里愁苦啊！我什么酒都没有喝，我只是在耶和华的面前倾心吐意。”
And Hannah answered him in verses 15 and 16, "Not so, my Lord.I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
第十六节他说，我是因为被人激动，我的愁苦太多，所以我在神的面前祈求到如今。
In verse 16, do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
为什么哈拿在神的面前要如此的陈述她的悲情呢？
Why is that Hannah has to go before God and tell God all about her misery and her suffering?
她心里面郁闷啊。
Because she's very depressed and sorrowful.
圣经上面告诉我们说她哭泣，她不能吃饭。
The Bible tells us that she cried and she wept to the extent that she had no appetite for food.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为她在家里面有很大很大的矛盾。
Because the situation in her home was very bad.
她丈夫有另外一个妻子。
Her husband had another wife.
这另外一个妻子生了孩子，哈拿自己没有孩子。
And that wife had children, while Hannah did not have any.
所以呢，这另外一个有孩子的太太啊，就成天就嘲笑她，就这个揶揄她，然后就排挤她。
So the wife who had children all day long, she just mocked Hannah or laugh at her and also took advantages of her.
全家应该是高高兴兴的到神的殿中去敬拜，可是这个有孩子的太太呢，整天就是有意无意的去冷落嘲笑这个哈拿。
So we would think that the whole family should go to worship and make sacrifice to the Lord Almighty happily, but to the contrary, Hannah was put in a very difficult situation.
没有一个能够使人更对生命或生活里面觉得是无望的。情形就是在家里面有很大的冲突和矛盾。
So the most hopeless situation or helpless situation that a person can encounter is in at home.
Yeah, the struggles,
the struggles
and the tension
in at home and tension.
我们可能不会像哈拿一样。因为家里面有丈夫有另外一个妻子，所以你在那边难受。
So maybe our situation is not the same as Hannah's.
可是你可能你的问题的来源是从你的婆婆身上。
But maybe the source of your difficulties is from your mother-in-law.
你的愁苦可能是从你的媳妇身上来的。
Or maybe your grief comes from your daughter-in-law.
再不然就是从你老公身上来的。
Or maybe it's from your husband.
那再不然就是你的孩子。
Or from your children.
那到一个地步你承受不了。
To the extent that you feel that you cannot bear it anymore.
可是我们可以看到哈拿，他将他自己的苦情，将他的悲痛，他是完完整整的带到神的面前，借着祷告向神倾心吐意。
But for Hannah, we see that she brings all her anguish and the grief and the suffering to the presence of Lord, and she seeks comfort from her Lord.
她不是只是一个会祷告的一个妈妈，她是一个不但是祷告，而且她是会去一个依靠神的人。
So Hannah is not only a woman who knows how to pray. She is also a woman who entirely relies on her Lord.
你们看第一章第十八节，哈拿祷告完了以后，她说：“愿婢女在你的眼前蒙恩。”于是她就走去吃饭，面上不带愁容了。
We can clearly see this in verse 18. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
姊妹们，我们要学着像哈拿一样，能够将我们的心，将我们内心最深处的任何的一切事情，借着祷告带给我们的主。
So, sisters, we must learn from the example of Hannah. We should bring all our anguish, all our grief, all our sorrows and difficulties, cast all our burdens to the Lord, and then we should no longer be sorrowful.
你带给主了以后，我们要信靠主。
After we bring our sorrows, our difficulties to the Lord, then we have to rely on Him, trust Him.
他听了我的祷告。
Trust that He will answer my prayers.
因为他听了我的祷告，我就得到安慰。
And because we know that our Lord will answer our prayers, will hear our prayers, then we should then receive comfort.
我心情的苦楚，我心里面的那种空洞被主填满了。
So all our anguish or grief or sorrows or even the void in my heart is now filled by the love of Christ.
第三个，一个爱神、一个敬虔的女人。
The third point I would like to share with you is that for a woman who fears God and who is godly,
或说一个爱神敬虔的妈妈，
or a mother who fears God and who is godly.
我们要学会把我们的孩子交给神。
We must learn to entrust our children to the Lord.
我们要将我们的孩子交给神，但是我们永远不停止的去用爱浇灌他们。
We must learn to commit our children to the hands of our Lord, but at the same time, we should persistently pray for our children.
这最后这一最
and love our children.
真的是很可贵啊。
The last point I shared with you is very precious.
神听了哈拿的祷告。
So, we see that God eventually answered Hannah's prayer.
Hannah 不是跟神说吗？神啊，求你应允我，给我一个孩子，然后呢，你赐给我一个孩子，我将他献给你。
Because Hannah promised that if God gave her a child, she would dedicate her child to the Lord.
所以神给了他一个儿子。
So and then God gave her a son, who's Samuel.
我们看第一章第二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22.
又有一年，那哈拿已经生了孩子，该要去示罗去敬拜神的时候，哈拿没有去。她对她丈夫说：“等孩子断了奶，我就会带他上去朝见耶和华，我会使他永远住在那里。”
So after the child was born, a year when it's due for the family to go to Shiloh to make sacrifice to the Lord, Hannah this time did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always."
果然，在第二十三节的后面和二十四节，我们就看见妇人哈拿，她在家里乳养了儿子，到了断奶。既然断了奶，他就把孩子带到示罗，到了耶和华的殿。
Indeed, as we see in verse 23 and the following, so the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him.
然后二十八节，哈拿说：“我将这孩子归与耶和华，使他终身归与耶和华。”
Verse 28, so now I give him to the Lord.For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord.
Hannah 爱她的孩子啊。
Hannah, of course, loves her child.
这是神垂听她的祷告，赐给她的宝贵的儿子。
This is the most precious child that God gave her after she prayed.
你知道扫罗是一个不得了的人啊。
扫罗。
撒母耳是一个不得了的人啊。
We know Samuel is a very an outstanding person.
他是一个属神的先知，是一个属神的祭司。
He is a priest of God and he is a prophet of God.
他是那位被神使用设立了以色列人第一代的国王扫罗和第二代最出名最伟大的这个国王大卫的这位先知。
He is the very prophet that God used to set up the first king, to install the first king of Israel kingdom, Saul, and also anoint David, the great king of Israel kingdom.
他是一个蛮有神的智慧的人。
So, Samuel was full of wisdom from God.
他是一个蛮有神的智慧的人。
He is full of godly wisdom.
他是一个有信心、有能力的人。
He is a man of faith and a man of ability.
可是你知道，他之所以成为一个属神的人，不是因为他在神的殿中受到祭司以利或者是以利的儿子的带领。
But you know, the very reason for him to later become a prophet heavily, strongly used by God is not attributed to his being in the temple under the guidance of the priest Eli.
nor his two sons who are serving as priests. 因为圣经告诉我们说，以利的那两个儿子是恶人，他们根本不认识耶和华。
Because the Bible tells us that Eli's two sons are evil people. They just do not know God at all.
他们做了祭司的职分，但是为了是中保自己的禾囊和肚腹。
Although they occupied, assumed the position of a priest, but it's for their personal dishonest gains.
以利本身对神的事情又是模模糊糊，是搞不太清楚。
As for their father, Eli, this is by no means a well-qualified and competent priest.
可是撒母耳从小就懂得听见耶和华的声音。
Yet, we see Samuel since his childhood, he knew God and he understood God's voice.
他一生一世从来就没有偏离过神的旨意。
In his whole lifetime, he never departed from the ways of God.
那这是谁的功劳？
So, whose contributions should we say?
这是那三可能三年可能五年的时间他的妈妈在他身上所下的功夫。
So we may safely attribute to the 3 or maybe 5 years him under the protection and raising of of his mother.
哈拿知道有一天他要把他的孩子送出去。
Hannah knew that one day she would have to give her child to the Lord.
她在喂她的时候就跟她祷告。
So when she nursed Samuel, she prayed for him.
她教她做人做事的基础和标准。
She taught him principles of how to behave as a person and how to do things.
他在撒母耳的生活当中就让撒母耳看见一个属神的人是什么样的一个形态。
So during the course of time that she was with her child, she led Samuel to see how it looked like to be a child of God.
将有一天孩子要送出去了。
So one day, the day came that she had to give her child to the Lord.
这孩子是从神来的，也是我要将他归于神的。
So this child, I got it from God, and now I have to give him out of the hands of God.
我要将一切最好的都能够传递给他。
I have to give all the best to him.
我们做母亲的不是也是这样吗？
Isn't this also the mindset of all the mothers?
孩子五六岁的时候送他们上学，心里面舍不得。
When your child grew up to 5 or 6 years old, you sent him or her to school, and you really could not bear to be separated from them.
十几岁的时候，第一次送他们去夏令营，在外面自己过夜。
And when they became a teenager, you send them to a summer camp to stay there overnight for the first time.
高中毕业要上大学了，离家了。
And after high school, they went to college and they have to leave home for college.
毕业入社会或者结婚，自己有了家庭。
And then they graduated from college and then they work and then they start their own family.
我们知道有一天孩子会离开我们。
So we all know that one day, our children, will leave us.
我们要能够把他们交给神。
We, should be able to, present them, to God.
可是在孩子还在我们家中的时候，我们要尽心尽力的去让这个孩子能够认识神。
But when our children are still at home, are still under our guardianship and our protection, our raising, we have to do all that we can to raise them.
And to let them know who God is through your life. 我们要借着我们的生命呈现给我们的孩子看见 属神的人是怎么样一个样子。
We need to use our life to show our God how it's like to be a child of God.
然后一个母亲的爱永远不离开她的孩子。
A mother's love should never depart from their children.
你看第二章第十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
撒母耳的母亲每一年去示罗的时候就为他做一件小外袍同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候就带来给他
Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice
他妈妈想儿子
Because the mother missed her child
妈妈为儿子祷告。
The mother must have prayed for her child constantly.
在为她做衣服的时候就在想。
When she made clothing for him, she thought about him.
神啊，这是你的孩子。
God, this is your child.
但是我的爱全部都摆在这个小袍上。
My whole love pours on this little robe that I'm making for him.
你可以想到撒母耳对他母亲的那种爱，还有对他母亲的那种尊重。
And you can imagine the respect and the love that Samuel has for her, for his mother.
妈妈虽然不在身边，可是妈妈的爱和妈妈的影响永远都是在他的生命当中是离不开的。
Although his mother was physically not with him, but her profound influence and her profound love, he could sense all the time.
在结束之前，就在这一点上面，我要特别提醒我们做孩子的。
So before conclude, on this particular point, I would like to remind those who are children.
我们要学习看神借着我们的母亲所彰显给我们的爱和恩典。
We must learn to see God's love through the through our mothers.
你的母亲也许是信心真的是可以做人楷模的。
Maybe your mother is one who whose faithEveryone else can model after.
你的母亲可能你在你的认为当中信心比你还软弱。
Or maybe your mother is the one who, is weak, whose faith is weaker than yours.
可是你要记得，你的生命是神所赐的，但是是借着你的母亲的爱所造就的。
Regardless of whether your mother belongs to the former category or the latter, you must always remember that your life was created by God. However, this life was given to you by God through your mother.
你妈妈干嘛帮你煮饭呢？
Because otherwise, why would your mother cook for you?
她帮你洗衣服，让你穿干净的衣服干嘛？
Why would he wash clothes for you?
你的房间搞得那么乱，你妈妈干嘛帮你清啊？
Why would she clean up and tidy up your room?
她如果不是因为爱你，她做这些干嘛？
If that weren't for love, how why would she do all of this things for you?
你妈妈教你做人的原则，她为什么要跟你讲这些事情？
Your mother teaches you how to behave as a person.Then, if she were not your mother, why would she teach you this?
你妈妈为什么想要跟你有交流，想要听你心中的话？
Why would your mother desire to have communication with you?
那是因为她爱你。
That's because she loves you.
那是因为神赐给她一个只有母亲能够拥有、反映出神的那种无私的爱。
That's because she has the love that God gave him. That love is can have only in a mother.
当我们做孩子的能够去了解这个母亲的爱的时候，这就是我们对神的爱 更进一步的认识的开始。
If as a child we can understand a mother's love for us, then this is the first step that for us to know God's love.
你作为一个基督徒，你如果说爱神，可是你不懂得你母亲的爱。
As a Christian, if you say you love God and yet you do not understand the love that your mother has for you,
那你要好好的想想，你这个说你爱神这两个字到底是爱什么？
Then you must honestly examine yourself, whether indeed you love God.
你要学习去称赞你的母亲。
You must learn to praise your mother.
你要学习去祝福你的母亲。
You must learn to bless your mother.
做妈妈的。
As a mother.
母亲节快乐，真的。
Happy Mother's Day.
我知道我讲这句话对你们大概没什么作用。
Maybe this means little for you when I say to you Happy Mother's Day.
跟你的关系毕竟还是这么有点距离，是不是？
Because my relationships with you is not that close or intimate.
可是真的，我盼望你们母亲节快乐。
But this is really from the bottom of my heart.
因为你们是
Happy Mother's Day.
爱神的。敬虔的妈妈。
Because you are the mothers who fear God and who are godly.
因为你们是那位敬拜神、服侍神、跟随主的妈妈。
Because you are the mother who worship God, who follow God, and who submit to God.
你是那位能够对神倾心吐意、神会应允你祷告的妈妈。
You are the mothers who pour out all your things to God and whom God will answer a prayer.
你是那位能够将你的孩子交托给神，可以无止，但是可以无止境的带领、关爱、教育你孩子的那位妈妈。
You are the mothers who can entrust your children to God, but who at the same time constantly unceasingly care for your children, pray for your children.And lead, educate your children.
你可以。You can do it.
You can do that.
因为神已经将那个爱摆在你的心中。
Because God has already given you this kind of love.
这是神给你的特权。
This is a privilege that God has granted you.
这是神给你的祝福。
This is a blessing that God has given you.
你走到这个道路上，你就是蒙福的，你就是快乐的。
Now you walk on the path of being a motherhood, you should be a happy and blessed woman.